Hello, DWA. This is Goddess by Night, and welcome to another toy demo. The first thing you'll probably notice is that I sound a whole lot better. And the reason is I got a brand new mic today. This was actually a really good day because I got my brand new mic in, as well as my new toy. My mic is a, I think I said Rod in like this little like happy vent audio I put up on backstage today, but I think it's actually pronounced Rode. I said Rod because the logo has like this little thing through the O in the name, so which makes me think it could be Rod. But I'll put a link in the description of where I got it and, you know, little things about that. On to the toy. It is from Fun Factory. It is called the Stomach Dry. It's German, and so anybody who speaks German, I'm sorry if I didn't put like the correct accents or like, you know, anything on the name. That's just kind of the American way to say it. But this is not a toy that you just buy, because it is literally really expensive. Its value is about $200. I got it for $120 because of coupons and the money I got back from my Hitachi. Anybody who's followed me for a long time, yes, I returned my Hitachi. I got all my money back and it all went to this toy. So, the legacy of the Hitachi. Alright, so, a few more details about this toy. It's not a vibrator. It's actually a pulsator. And that pretty much just means that it doesn't vibrate. It pulses. Like it's heavy. I'm holding it right now. It's heavy. It's got some weight to it. And it moves back and forth. So you're actually getting not a vibration, but a thrusting movement. I've read a lot of good reviews on it, and like everybody's been saying it's fucking amazing. So we're gonna find that out. And I'm also having a nice glass of wine tonight. Some Barefoot Pink Moscato. That is a favorite of mine. Very cheap, but still delicious. Okay. I haven't even turned this thing on, so let's just... Okay, I think I have it locked. Oh gosh, okay. Wow. I don't know if you can hear it. Maybe you can. I haven't really had a chance to really go into this mic and see what its limits are, but... That is a pretty strong motion. Like, I can't keep my hand still. Like, that's how strong it is. Let's just see. I am going to have fun with this toy. Okay, let's take up another. let's just call this the bunny frequency. All right. Okay, maybe that's the bunny frequency. Oh my gosh. Okay. All right, so now we're on the rhythms. Oh, that's nice. It kind of goes from like a super like vibration to then like a rocking motion, like a slow rocking motion. And it goes right back to like the almost like quite a vibration. Okay. Oh, I was going through the manual. This one was called Gallop. This is a long pattern. Yeah, now we're back to the gallop. This is so interesting. you don't see very many pulsator type toys on the market. You mostly just see vibrators. Ooh, I think I might like this one. I'd also like to point out that there were two colors with the Sonic Dry, and that was pink, or fuchsia, and turquoise. I don't like pink, so I got turquoise. I also, this is the version of the toy. There's two versions. This one is the Sonic Dry, which is the ribbed version. I found out I love ribs through my my glass toy. And then there's another one. I don't remember its name. Like the Sonic Oon or something. And that one's just a smooth version. Okay. Gosh, there's so many modes to this thing. Anyways, let's turn this off. Get myself comfortable. Because I don't want to like do this to my hands all night. I want to do this to myself. I also have to say that it's a silicone toy and it is very smooth. Oh wow. Okay. I say okay because Jesus Christ, that is a thick toy. I think this is a finally a toy where you guys can get a decent idea how tight I can be. Just give me a second to stretch out. This definitely is a thicker toy. But I don't even have it on yet, and it feels really good. Okay. Starting it on low. It's on low, so it's not anything drastic, but it feels good. Just gonna let it sit there and pulse. What's great is the tip curves up, so it's hitting my G-spot. Let's turn it off. New sensation. It's not what I'm used to at all. I mean, it's not bad, it's just, it's very new. Turn it one of the patterns. Patterns feels good. It right on the cheese put. Oh, fuck, that feels good. Oh, this whole time and just letting it, oh, just letting it do its thing. But I let go and I'm just doing a hands-free thing. I think this is where the appeal is. Good. There's no toy in the market that will ever replace the real thing, but this one comes close when getting that thrusting motion. Fuck. Let's try a different one. Hands free. I found the appeal for this toy. If you like the thrusting motions, then yeah, this is the toy for you. Different position. So let's just do doggy. Favorite one. I also have to say, the ribs help keep it in place. Gravity was working against me. It's a different position. Side. Oh, that's better. Ooh. Let's try one more position. See if this one works. Ride it. Gravity's working against me, so I gotta hold it. That thing is thick. My pussy is still very sensitive. Look, I just had sex. Pretty good toy. I don't know. The pulsating sensation is, like I said, very new. So, it's something that blew me away. I was almost a little disappointed, to be quite honest. I was honestly expecting a little bit more, but like I said, it's really, really new to me, so I think a few more tries with it and getting used to that this new sensation will probably help. We'll find out. I can definitely say that the hands-free thing, that's where the appeal is. So when I say I'm a little disappointed, I was hoping there was something higher, like a much better thrust. But this is coming from me, who loves rough sex, like really hard, like body smashing together sex. So this is just me. But that was still very enjoyable. And I hope all of you enjoyed it as well. I also hope you all enjoy this this new mic. Many more audios to come. Bye, everybody.